The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders.
Welcome back to hour number two of the National Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller, suffering from a little, road lag. It's a tough 14-hour drive from the Valley of the Sun to Austin, Texas. And joined, as usual, on this Tuesday, Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. In a few minutes, we'll be revisiting the miners that Bob and I chose. How long ago was that, Bob? That has to be 2 months ago now.
I can't remember.
Yeah. All the results, I mean, the results from the miners that we picked are very good. There's only one disappointment. I hate to say this. This hurts me. And that's Agnico Eagle.
Well, look at the short position on a net basis of Goldman Sachs on Agnico Eagle. It's over 6 million shares.
Goldman Sachs?
And that's why, because they've been shorting the hell out of it.
Bastards.
There's your answer right there.
Yeah, well, we'll get into all the others as the hour progresses. Tom in Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom.
Good evening. I have a question for either one of you. It doesn't matter. The tungsten bars in China, is this real? And what are the real ramifications on it? And how soon can we expect a repercussion from this?
Well, I think you answered that already, Bob. I'm
right. We're not going to find out anything because they're not going to tell us. We just know.
But is it real?
It absolutely is. The information came from extraordinarily reliable sources, not from me, but from Rob Kirby.
This is the kind of stuff that can cause wars.
Well, you know, sanctions can cause wars. Because they're a form of warfare. I mean, it doesn't take much to start a war. I mean, just line up the ships in Pearl Harbor and invite the Japanese in to bomb them.
Whew. I follow you people pretty close. I really appreciate what you're doing. But I read the Rob Kirby article, and I've listened to you. I also read an article on the manipulation of how the government is doing it, and it's really pretty sad. But it is real. That's what I wanted to know. It's not a...
No. Listen, besides what Bob and I say, I mean, there's, you know, Bob Murphy from Gata. I mean, this is something that they've been talking about, I don't know, Bob, ever since Gata was probably the reason why Bob Murphy started Gata in the first place.
I started writing about the manipulation of the gold market in August of 88, and the article appeared in the Bull and Bear. I still have a copy of it, and I'm sure that the Bull and Bear does as well. And I was the first one to identify it. They told me I was crazy. And then in the early 90s, we saw Barrick start to sell forward, and others did as well. And in court proceedings, it was found that Barrick, in interrogatory, said that they were not guilty of anything because they were working on behalf of the United States government.
Tom, hold your thought there. We've got to take a quick break, and we'll pick it up on the other side.
Thank you.
Do Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Tom, you there still?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, continue, sir.
Okay, then my guess is in 2 years or less, we're looking at a crash of the dollar being worth absolutely zero, from down from the 2 cents that it's worth now. Am I pretty close on in that guess?
Ron Paul,
well, I think that you're going to have a devaluation long before that.
It's not going to take that long.
But the point is, it's going to be worthless, but they'll say it's worth one-third of what it is now, supposedly worth in buying power. You know, there's a lot of semantics there. But the point is that the dollar is no longer what it was before, and that's one of the reasons why gold is gaining in price.
But, Bob, effectively, if Moody's is correct and the U.S. loses its AAA credit status to AA, effectively, doesn't that, at that point, declare the U.S. dollar as no longer a world reserve currency?
Well, I think there would be a big argument about that, and it would linger until they devalued. And so that'll probably happen before the end of next year.
Okay. Isn't pressure supposed to be on? When is the next contract supposed to be settled? In March and then again in June for gold contracts? Is that,
February,
is that correct?
In May. No, February and then June.
Okay.
Is that right, Robbie?
Oh, I don't follow it that closely.
February and June, September, December.
Okay, you gentlemen have answered my questions. I appreciate that very much, and I enjoy listening to you every Tuesday. You have a good evening. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Let's go to Gary in Arkansas. Hey, Gary.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing this evening?
Great, thanks.
I come across some sort of report. I apologize for not being able to tag the source, but it indicated that there were several million of these tungsten bars manufacturers, which means the load that the Chinese got probably is the tip of the iceberg. And then you factor in that Germany can't get their gold. The World Trade Center had gold in the bottom of that. Some of those bars may be filling up Fort Knox at this time. Well, what do you think about that?
All roads lead to Fort Knox. Once again, I hate to be beating a dead horse here, but that's the whole basis behind Ron Paul's audit the Fed bill. To get behind what is sitting in Fort Knox. Does the U.S. government really own 280 million ounces of gold? And if it does, where is it? Can we see it? Can we touch it? Can we test it?
Well,
there was one question. I just kind of got the impression of reading this one article that this Chinese thing might be the tip of the iceberg. And then there was an implication that 500 troops and squadron helicopters flew in during this Fort Hood incident, and that there was $10 billion worth of financial instruments and gold bullion that belonged to the Chinese, and there was some sort of a hoorah down there that Bush Jr. was involved in, because he was there at that time. So that's a lot of stuff that has a lot of unanswered questions. And then I got one final thing. I've been following a lot of stories that are written by a Christopher Story, who has a website, www.worldreports.org. And the top thing, if you go to his site, is a news article, one of his serial articles he's been writing. It kind of ties into the Wanta Nasara funds. I don't know if you're familiar with those or not. I'd like to have you comment on that, too. But the name of this is Signs of an Endgame Showdown with Washington. And he contends that eight plank loads of international people with world court, and then the eighth plane that flew in was highly armed Interpol police, and they've got arrest warrants. If the Bushes and the Clintons don't turn over this Nasara funds, and along with the Federal Reserve and the New York Bank, the Federal Reserve Bank there, that there's going to be a bunch of people going to jail, if not get shot outright. Because he mentioned that the Bushes and Clinton, and along with Kissinger, were threatened with liquidation if they get in the middle of this process. I'm just curious, if something that big, somebody's got to know something about it.
Well, I'm very familiar with what has gone on with Mr. Story, and I don't believe a word of it.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to know. I respect your judgment on that.
It's been going on for 7 years. Give us a break.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't get my hands around it, my mind around it, one of the things that we're now beset with is people who are within the hard money area, so to speak, coming out with announcements that are just plain wrong time after time after time. And they sensationalize them in order to sell their product. And that's wrong. It's very disruptive of the whole area because somebody's greedy and wants to make money. I mean, we can be wrong and they can be wrong, and that's okay. Nobody's perfect. But to be continually wrong and hyping people to sell them something is wrong.
I was curious to know if you could comment on the validity of the Nasara funds.
Nasara?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you who did a lot of investigation into that was Dr. Stan Monteith.
Uh-huh.
And he told me that it's a bunch of bunk.
Okay.
The investments that they have that are supposedly secret are not secret. I mean, they're on their balance sheet, whether it's in pension or wherever it is. And he said there's just no validity to it.
Well,
and I respect Stan. I've been on the air with him for 15 years, and
yeah.
And he doesn't lie. He could be wrong, but he went, you know, went to find out himself and couldn't verify it.
Well, I've noticed as of late that there seems to be an infiltration and an awful lot of disinformation that's going into the freedom movement, and one does have to be very, very careful about what you read and what you spread around, but I figured if anybody knew about this, you and Robbie would know about it, so your word's good enough.
Well, you know what happened last May? I said that I think there could be a bank holiday in the fall, a trial run, and to get ready for a devaluation, probably in this coming year. And I said it was a guess. Both the possibility of a short trial run bank holiday and the possibility in 2010 of a devaluation officially of the U.S. dollar. And I no sooner said it, and I had half a dozen people saying the same thing. Well, in July, I realized that it wasn't going to happen for a number of reasons, which I won't go into. And I stated that I thought that that would not happen. Well, these other characters went right along, and they had dates of August the 1st, August the 15th, September the 8th, and so on and so forth, and nothing happened.
Yep, I remember those. Hey, thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much. You all take care and be careful. Bye. Yeah,
absolutely. Let's go to Melissa in Texas. Hey, Melissa. Yellow Melissa.
She's calling in for the Bob Chapman special.
Hello.
There you go.
I'm here now.
I'll get to the Chapman special, Bob.
Can you hear
Hi,
me
Melissa.
Now?
I can hear you, Melissa.
All right. I'm so sorry. I have finally gotten myself out of debt. Car paid off. I pay rent. My question would be, with the money that I've been able to set aside since then, you know, since paying the car off and getting some food stored up and having all of my preparation as far as I'm going to, what would be the smartest thing to do with these FRNs that I actually have extra of now? I've never had this happen before, so... But before everything crashes, and I'm not sure when that will be, what would be the smartest thing for me to do with an amount like $3,000?
Buy silver.
Silver.
Yeah, junk silver.
Well,
you agree, Robbie?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good start. And then to get your next $3,000, buy fractional coins like, you know, the sovereigns, the roosters, the marks, the francs, and so on. And if American fractional is unavailable.
Okay. Yeah.
If a fractional is available, Bob, it's just you wouldn't want to pay the price for it.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, a quarter ounce, I went to look on eBay today. They are selling quarter ounce American Eagles, the ones that the Mint released on Thursday and were sold out on Friday. They're selling them for $450.
Yes. And the sovereign's what, 300?
319.
So, yeah.
What a rip.
Makes a difference.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, I'll go silver shopping. Thank you, guys.
Well, call Robbie, for goodness sake.
I don't have any. I can't sell her $3,000 worth of. Can you believe that, Bob? I have to turn people away on a consistent basis. We'll take another short break and be right back with Bob Chapman from the International Forecast.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to National Intel Report. Robbie Noel together with Bob Chapman. The Bob Chapman special for this Tuesday, Queen Sovereigns. These were minted in the 1950s, 0.2354 ounces of pure gold, $319 apiece. If you order 20 or more, you will receive a free-year subscription to the International Forecaster, or if you're already getting it, you will get an extension, or you can give it away as a Christmas gift. Total amount for 20 Queen Sovereigns, $6,380. These coins are selling at a $30 discount to what they were selling on Wednesday of last week. So take advantage. Well, Bob, I guess one has to buy into the concept of buy the dips.
Well, that's true, and it's always been that way. And also buying coins that are mispriced. You know, if everything moves up $50 and XYZ coin moves up $10, it's a natural buy. Because it's going to play catch-up.
Absolutely. At least you don't have to pay a $100 premium on sovereigns. But that could change any time soon. Let's go back to the phones. Mark in Texas. Hey, Mark. Yellow Mark. You seem to have a problem with Mark in Texas. Don't ask me what it is. Let's try John in California. No John in California.
Hello, Robbie.
There you go.
Bobby and Bob Chapman, yeah, good afternoon. See, I just had a comment or two to make on a couple of the issues that one of the previous callers brought up. He was talking a little bit about the Leo Wanta story, and he was also talking about this guy Chris Story. And it seems to me it was about a year ago, this past Christmas, New Year's, so that would bring it into the end of 2007, first few days or week of 2008. And Chris Story was the circulator of this story that the Secretary of the Treasury at the time, Hank Paulson, had been assassinated, and that the Bush administration was covering it up, and it was going to come out in a few days or something like that.
Yes.
And John Stadmiller even ran a column on it with the disclaimer at the top, you know, damned if you do and damned if you don't, you know, so it showed how much confidence he had in it other than he was just, you know, trying to say what was going on. Now, when it turned out that Hank Paulson turned up alive and well and was laughing off any, you know, any discussion of his demise, I always was looking around to see if Chris Story was ever going to issue an apology or a correction or a retraction or something like that. And I think he even appeared as a guest on one of the Republic shows where Don Nikoloff was a guest host, and he never did. I never heard anything anyway. I'm just saying that I never heard any more discussion of it. So I was tempted at the time to say something to some of my local people here in Southern California, but I have a hard time, as it is, you know, keeping my credibility when I'm talking about the events of September 11th of 2001. So that would not have done me any good, and I'm glad I kept my mouth shut. And I just keep that in the back of my mind whenever Chris Story or Don Nikoloff starts talking about some things. But that's just me. As far as this Leo Wanta thing goes, it seems to me there was a host previously on Republic, some Polish guy, Greg Szymanski, that's the guy. He was pushing that whole avenue quite a bit. And I tell you what, I have to agree with Bob Chapman. This is the darndest confusing, convoluted, complicated story. It goes back to the Reagan administration at least, you know, 25 or 30 years ago or something, you know. And I never could get anyone to sum it up for me in, you know, even 1,000 words or less. And I mean, if I can't even understand it, how can I explain it to anybody else, you know?
Exactly.
So, anyway.
Yeah, you don't have to look. You don't have to dig for conspiracy theories out there.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, just deal with the real world. There's enough skullduggery going on without having to, you know, venture into the wild side.
That's right. That's right. So, that's the only comment I had, or you know, I just wanted to reinforce what some of you guys were saying. So
appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay.
John.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, Terry in Texas. This is a 3 strikes and you're out, brother.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. Third time a charm.
Okay. Boy, so many questions, so little time. I noticed that the miners, again, that's my question that's driving me, is the those didn't sell off as much considering the broader market sold off. I guess you'll probably answer this question later since I'm curious, Robbie, whether you kept your position or not. You can answer that later.
No, I sold it all.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Today?
No. Sold half on Friday, sold the other half yesterday morning on the bounce, and I'm salivating at jumping back in.
I guess I'm like Bob. I'm riding the ship down.
Yeah, I can't do it anymore. God bless you guys that do it. I can't.
And a quick question. It seems like a lot of these same issues are being brought up by a lot of the callers. I don't know if you, either one of you, read piece by Rick Ackerman. He had a piece in there where he's got competing viewpoints about what's going on. One guy's talking about China not honoring its derivative contracts, and the other one about this guy, Nick Gordino.
Okay, hold on to that thought. We'll get to that right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Welcome back. Continue, Terry.
Yeah, I won't go over the positive side of it, you know, the gold thing, why things would go up. That's the one side of it, because there's so many things overhanging in the market that could take it down. This one guy talks about the expiration of the derivative contracts, but that's not the focus of what I want to talk about. It was more the focus of the negative side. He talks about this guy, Nick Guarino, which is supposed to be a pretty well-known guy. He's saying this Dubai thing is going to take the global financial system down. It's not in the billions and the trillions. And he thinks because of the panic will be one of the fallouts we're seeing of the dollar going up is because of flight for quality to the U.S. dollars. And that gold is the joke of the decade. Oil will go down $10 to a barrel, maybe less. And that he's saying that no one is abandoning the dollar. And that's total BS. And he said he's talking about the trip. He doesn't give a lot of support stuff to support. I was just going to get your guys' take on. He says one of the main things he basically comes out after all this, after he's, you know, flapping his wings on all this, is that the treasuries are oversubscribed 4-to-1. And on the 3 to 6 month treasuries, that the yield is actually negative because there's so much demand for them, and that the monetizing by the Fed to buy treasuries is all a bunch of BS. And you know, again, I don't know if this is kind of a, well, it, like these other people said, it's kind of a disinformation thing. There's certain threads that make sense to me, and other stuff, it doesn't make sense.
Well, let me answer it. Guarano has been around for a long time, and he spends $2 million a year advertising. He comes up with off-the-wall commentary, absolute negative commentary, in some instances positive commentary, to get people to subscribe to his publication. He's virtually never been right, and he's a cheap hustler.
Okay.
Yeah, look, Clive Mond, you can find the article on Eagles Up. You can't miss it. It's got a big chart of the U.S. dollar. But he goes into, obviously, the Dubai debacle. And obviously, he also makes reference to the fact that you've got a flight into the dollar right now, just based on obviously the fear factor of further fallouts.
Robbie, you've got the same thing with gold too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's really where it's coming from. You know, the Fed helped the thing get going. And yes, the yields are on the short-term bills near zero, and if not negative, and even the 2 years are trading between 0.75 and 0.85. You've got the 10-year note. Let me see what that closed at today.
Well, I mean, they did the one-month bills today at zero interest. That's a losing bet. I mean, you're putting your money up with Uncle Sam. I guess it's the adage, it's not the return on capital, it's return of capital. I just want to get some of my money back.
Yeah, we're looking at 3.4%, 3.40 in the 10-year note. It wasn't too long ago. It was down to 3.20. You know, the official inflation is 1.2%. Real inflation is 7 1/8%. And so if you're getting a negative yield, you know, you're offside, maybe 7 1/4%. You know, the professionals, they think about that. Nobody is that fearful. I just think they don't know what to do with their money.
Yep. You got that right. You want to run through a few miners here, Bob?
Yeah, sure.
When we did that show, and I asked you to pick four of your miners, one of them was Mine Finders, and that was in the middle of October. Mine Finders was $9.10 at the time. Today, $10.65, up 17%. Not bad.
Must have been a mistake.
Silver Standard, at the time, 1972, today 2292, up 16.25%.
Another mistake.
Pan American Silver, it was 2225, today 2469, up 10, call it 11%.
After a correction.
After a correction. Now, you see, Bob, explain to me why my logic is bad here. I took money off the table, but now I have additional funds ready to deploy, which means I can buy more shares.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that you're a trader, and most other people aren't. They don't have the acumen that you have.
I'm not a trader, Bob. I'm just, you know, it just lost you.
When you buy and sell stocks, you're a trader.
Oh, okay. All right.
Whether you like it or not.
Call me bad.
And that's okay. Because you have the intestinal fortitude and the emotional stability to do that. 99% of the public does not, and they should not be doing it. I spent 28 years as a stockbroker.
Well, if I was.
And I know that most people are not fit to do that. In fact, there's a lot of people who shouldn't be in the market or investment at all, although they're forced to be because they have wealth.
Well, if I was really smart, Bob, and I had courage of my convictions, I would have sold it all on Wednesday when the Dow passed 10,500. Because if you go back to Wednesday, and it didn't stay above 10,500 too long, it was almost a blip that it passed 10,500 and it's been heading south ever since?
Well, the market was overpriced. It was being run up with the use of leveraged TARP funds. That's in the process of being ended. Bank earnings are going to be dreadful next year. Over 2,000 banks are going to go under next year. It's not going to be very good. So you don't want to be in the market except for gold and silver shares. You want to be out of anything that has to do with the stock market, including cash value life insurance policies, annuities, CDs. It's very important.
Yeah,
and I think interest rates toward the end of the year next year are going to start moving up. And that's going to be very bad news for the American economy, because a three-quarter of a point move in interest rates from where they are right now will cost the United States government $160 billion a year. If interest rates went to 5%, it'd cost them an extra $600 billion a year.
And if they lose AAA credit, then the debt explodes.
That's right. So you don't want to be in bonds, and particularly municipals.
Oh, municipals.
Because every state in the union's got a problem.
Big one.
And some of them are going to fail, and you don't want to be there. If you want to have cash, you buy Canadian and Swiss treasuries. It's a play against the dollar, and it's a safe haven for some of your money if you insist on being there. You know, Robbie and I are in gold and silver-related assets, but, you know, that maybe it's not for everybody. And we get a lot of people who have millions of dollars, and they like a little diversification, and that's what I offer them.
Did you watch the overnight last night in the gold market? Spiked up $9?
Yes, that's correct.
And right now I'm looking at the aftermarket. Gold's up $350.
Yeah, well, I think that's very unusual.
It rises in Asia, and then as soon as Europe opens, they hammer it.
Well, it wasn't too bad in Europe today, but it was 3 hours after the opening in New York that they hammered it. And that's where the real damage came from, and it's all derivatives. There's no physical. And the big hitters, they're just waiting. And they expected correction somewhere along the way here, and they got it.
Is there any other asset class known to exist on this entire planet that when the demand for the widget is so great that they cannot make enough widgets, you would assume under any normal circumstances the price of widgets would skyrocket? The mere fact that these widgets, i.e. gold, is not doing that in light of the huge demand, where mints cannot meet the demand of the people, and the prices go down. You don't have to be a conspiratorialist to know that something smells in Copenhagen.
Denmark.
Well, Copenhagen.
Have you ever been up to the castle up there?
No. I did. I had, when I was in Europe, I had absolutely no desire whatsoever to visit the Netherlands.
No, Denmark.
Well, Denmark.
The castle where Hamlet supposedly, you know, walked across the roof, and
isn't that where,
I forget the name of the town it's in.
Isn't that where pot's legal?
No, that's in the Netherlands.
Oh, okay.
It just shows you how filled in you are in the drug scene.
but
anyway, yes, and it's called the Global Warming Conference by the UN.
Yeah, that in and of itself, that's... Yeah, we got proof beyond all reasonable doubt that it's junk science, as was, you know, we go back to the 60s and the 70s, Bob, where the book Silent Spring caused this worldwide outrage about exotic birds' eggs being destroyed by DDT, and getting the collective world together to ban DDT because it was harming the environment. 30 years on after that scam, and millions of people that are dying every year because they don't have DDT to kill malaria, we once again are visiting the same scam.
That's right. That's right. And this time they want to hook up world government to it and world taxation through the World Bank. The reins are being taken away from the United Nations. And all the money's going to flow into the World Bank, which half of it will be stolen. And the whole thing is just absolutely dreadful. I mean, our own government's bad enough. Never mind a conglomeration of illuminists.
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to find out next week, I guess, when Barack Obama goes to accept his Peace Prize as he declares war on Afghanistan. I just find that so ironic. But let me get back onto another issue again, because the term peak gold has been popping up on the headlines more and more often, by and large, by the folks at Barrick. Talking about,
well, they're long now. They're no longer short.
I mean, Barrick Gold, I got a story. It's up on eaglesup.com. Barrick Gold says the world gold supply has run out.
Well, that isn't quite run out, but it's in a declining production cycle. They couldn't increase if they wanted to for 10 years. And yes, there is peak gold. That is true.
You know, gold should be trading somewhere south of $2,000 right now. So any time you can buy gold at under $2,000, I think you are getting a gift. And if there is a flaw, and it has to be as seen as a flaw, Bob, has to be $1,050, where India bought 200 metric tons. And by the way, what happened to that other 200 metric tons?
It's still sitting there, supposedly.
Allegedly.
And the Chinese are trying to buy it, supposedly, at a better price. And who knows whether they had the gold or not. Maybe they were covering a short. You know, they lie so much you can't tell.
Yeah. Well, anyway, trying to pick a bottom in gold by $80, I think, is foolhardy for anybody to attempt to do.
Well, that's what traders do.
Yeah, I know. Now, what are the possibilities? Because we're going to see, like we did on September the 18th in 2008, we are going to see days where we have a $100 move in the price of gold, either way. When do you think the CFTC will institute trading bans on gold and silver as they did in the 80s? Remember back then, gold could only move $25 on any given day, up or down.
Yeah, they put limits on it, and they put limits on silver. And you might have 10 lock limit days up, and gold would be up $250 in 10 business days. And there it sits, locked. And it happened with silver in a bigger way. But they're nowhere near that now. They're just continuing to manipulate the market and look the other way in behalf of the U.S. government. That's why the legislation of Ron Paul is so important, because we can immediately expose what they're doing.
But that isn't it for that very reason why we'll never get it?
Oh, I think we will.
I mean, there's too much.
I think that they grossly miscalculated. They didn't think the public was going to wake up, and they did.
Well, for the Fed, by the way, Ron Paul also made this observation. He says, I find it ironic that the Fed has hired the same PR firm that Enron did.
Yeah, that's correct. The woman who has that account did do Enron's work. And I forget her name. They hired it about 3 or 4 months ago. It's not going to do them any good. The game's over for them.
I mean, but think about this. They are so concerned about this, they're running commercials in movie theaters.
It's not going to do any good. The average person that goes to a theater is about 14 to 15 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, what can they do about anything? They're dumb.
Yeah.
They all think they're so smart, and they're not. Most of them don't have any street sense.
Well, because they're from Harvard and Yale.
No, that's true. I was accepted to Harvard and turned it down. I'm glad I did.
Yeah. Think how stupid you'd be today.
That's right. I'd probably belong to the Illuminati, too.
Yeah, you'd be a Keynesian. You'd be on CNBC every morning.
Yeah, like Gartman. What an idiot. What a loser.
We'll be back. Wrap it up for this Tuesday.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Quick reminder, the Bob Chapman Tuesday special, Queen Elizabeth Sovereigns, $319, order 20 or more, for $6,380 and receive a year's free subscription to the International Forecaster or an extension, or you can give it away as a Christmas stocking stuffer. And all you got to do is call Republic Trading, 1-800-691-7898. And if you really enjoyed the first hour of the National Intel Report, good news, you'll get to hear it again coming up at the top of the hour. Any thoughts about what we can look forward to for the rest of the week, Bob?
Well, I think gold will find a bottom here. And probably after the first of the year, we'll start moving up again. And I still expect the rallies to last through March. And then we'll probably have a quiet period into August. But that may not be so this year because there's so many nasty things going on out there.
What about the conventional wisdom that you're going to see a lot of selling in the next 2 weeks? Not for any other reason than people just squaring their books end of the year, locking in what profits they have and calling it a day until next year. Does that play a big role?
Well, I would have thought that if people were going to do that, they would have begun to do that over the past couple of weeks, because that's the way professionals do that. And I don't see any selling coming in anything over the next couple of weeks, because volume is starting to dry up. As you already know, that in Europe, Christmas season starts today. And those people aren't coming back until the 8th of January.
Okay.
And so, no, I don't see that happening at all. There's just not enough people around to do that. They could be selling. They could be buying. But, you know, usually through the Christmas season, and we're only, 17 days away or something like that?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see much. I think any tax selling that's going to be done has been done. And anybody who is with it professionally has got all that taken care of. People don't wait until the end of the year anymore to square their books. They might do it on Friday night, but, you know, every week, but not for the year. They've got that all sorted out already.
Yeah, and also a quick reminder to folks, this is the last week you can order anything and be assured to getting it before Christmas. Anything that's ordered after next week, you ain't going to see it until next year. And besides the fact, I'm going to be on vacation next week, so I won't be here next Tuesday, Bob. I'm sad to say. I'll be in, I'm going to spend some time with my daughter.
Well, I'll probably have to commit suicide. What's that, the 15th?
Yeah.
So you'll be back after the 15th, or are you going to be gone for a long time?
No, I'm just going to be gone for the week. Taking a week off to go spend with my daughter. My daughter and myself haven't been on a vacation together for decades. So,
gee, you make yourself sound so old.
I am old, Bob. I feel it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, I know. It's not getting.
That's why you call me Grandpa.
Yeah, well, let's not get into that one. Hey, Bob, thank you so much, sir.
I'll see you.
Okay, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
And once again, thanks to you for tuning in to the National Intel Report. Coming up at the top of the hour, a replay of the first hour, just simply because I'm an old guy and I can't do 3 hours of radio. So till tomorrow from me, goodbye.
Introducing the new